Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, you are going to learn all about display advertising. We are talking about the renaissance of display advertising. Now, if I asked you about the sexiest corner of the marketing world, display ads probably wouldn't be your first answer, because we're drawn to the flash of social media, the promise of SEO, the allure of virality. But let me tell you, display advertising is experiencing a renaissance. It's like that classic car you overlooked in the garage. Dust it off, tune it up, and you've got a powerhouse machine. Now, I'm not talking about clunky banner ads from the 90s that scream click me in neon colors. Today's display ads are sophisticated, targeted, and measurable. And they're not just about impressions. They're about driving real business results. And for the savvy entrepreneur, they offer a treasure trove of untapped potential. Now, why is there a resurgence of display ads? Well, there's better targeting, because we can now reach our ideal customer with laser precision, thanks to some data-driven insights and advanced algorithms. There's improved formats, so native ads blend seamlessly into content when programmatic buying automates the process. And there's increased measurability, so we can track clicks, conversions, and ROI with granular detail. So today, I want to talk about the world of display ads. We're going to talk about different types of ads, strategies that work, some mistakes to avoid. So whether or not you're a seasoned pro or a display ad newbie, there's going to be something here for everyone. So let's start demystifying display ads. Banner, native, programmatic. We're going to break down some of the key players in the display advertising game. So banner ads, the OGs of display. They're still relevant, but they need to be done right. Think eye-catching visuals, compelling copy, clear CTAs. Native ads. These are the chameleons of the ad world. They blend in with the surrounding content, making them less intrusive and more engaging. And lastly, programmatic buying, the automation engine. It uses algorithms to buy and place ads in real time, optimizing for performance and efficiency. Now, I don't want you to get fooled by the simplicity of these terms and definitions. Each type of ad has its own nuances, strengths, and weaknesses. Banner ads might be great for building brand awareness, while native ads can excel at driving conversions. Programmatic buying can save you time and money, but it requires a solid understanding of the technology. Pro tip, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You want to experiment with different ad formats and find what works best for your business. Now, here are a few display ad tools that you should start to get comfortable with. So for ad creation, you want to get comfortable with Canva, which is a great user-friendly graphic design tool. You want to get comfortable with Google Web Designer, which is a free tool for creating HTML5 ads for the Google Display Network. And you also want to get comfortable with Outbrain or Taboola. These are platforms for creating and distributing native ads. For programmatic buying, you want to start to learn about Google Display and Video 360 or DV360, Google's demand-side platform for programmatic buying. You want to learn about Trade Desk, which is another popular DSP or demand-side platform with advanced features and integrations, and also Adobe Advertising Cloud, which is a comprehensive suite of advertising tools, including a DSP and Dynamic Creative Optimization, otherwise known as DCO. But these are more advanced tools. You'll get there in a second. So let's talk about the display ad playbook. These are some strategies for success. This is where the rubber meets the road. How do you actually make display advertising work for you and your business? First, like all advertising, you have to have a goal. So what do you want to achieve? More website traffic, leads, sales. Know your audience. Who are you trying to reach? What are their interests, their pain points, their motivations? You want to craft compelling creatives. Your ads need to grab attention and inspire action. You want to target like a pro. You want to use data to reach people at the right time. And then you want to optimize relentlessly. Track your results and make adjustments as needed. Now, I know this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are countless tactics and techniques that you can use to get the most out of your display ads. The key is to be strategic, creative, and data-driven. A few tools to help get you started in this section. These are all great audience research tools. So get comfortable with Google Analytics. Gather demographic or behavioral data from your website visitors. You can get comfortable with Facebook audience insights so you can learn more about your target audience on Facebook, as well as something like SEM Rush, where you can conduct keyword research, competitor analysis to understand your audience's interests and search behavior. So these are the basics. Some display ad do's and don'ts, because we covered the basics, I want you to start to dabble in some more advanced ideas and topics. But just to remember, for display ads, the do's: use high quality images and videos, write clear, concise copy, include a strong call to action, test different ad formats and placements, track your result, and optimize accordingly. Don't use misleading or deceptive tactics. Don't bombard your audience with too many ads. Don't ignore the data, and don't give up too soon. Display advertising takes time, takes effort, takes patience to see results. But if you're willing to put in the work, the rewards can be substantial. Here are a few tools to test when you are running ads if they're working well, which is always important. A-B testing is one of the most important things you could do across your entire business. But when you are running display ads, obviously, you still have to A-B test them. So look at Google App Optimize. This is a free tool for A-B testing different versions and variations of your website and ads. You can look at Optimizely. So this is a more advanced A-B testing platform with a few additional features. And there's also VWO, another A-B testing and experimentation platform. All right, let's level up. So you'd say you're an advanced entrepreneur. You've figured out the basics of display ads. You don't just want to dip your toes in. You want to dive deep. You want to dominate. So here are some advanced strategies. I'm going to talk about the power of data-driven display ads. I'm going to talk about dynamic creative optimization. I'm going to speak about the rise of contextual targeting. I'm going to speak about programmatic guaranteed and private marketplaces, and then creative optimization. So let's start with the power of data. So the days of spray and pray advertising are over. Today's display ads are fueled by data. The more you know about your audience, the better you can target your ads and maximize your ROI. Here's how to harness the power of data. You want to build detailed customer personas. You want to go beyond basic demographics. So you have to understand their pain points, their motivations, their buying behavior. Next, you want to start to segment your audience. So you don't want to treat everyone the same. So you want to tailor your ads to different segments based on their interests and their needs. Track everything: clicks, impressions, conversions, you name it. The more data you collect, the better you can optimize your campaigns. Use A-B testing. I just mentioned this, but experiment with different ad creatives, copy, and targeting to see what works best. And leverage machine learning if you can, if you feel comfortable, because there's a lot of AI-powered tools that automate bidding, targeting, targeting and optimization. Data is your secret weapon. The more you use it, the smarter and more effective your display ads will become. Here are a few data management platforms, also known as DMPs, that you can use to help you understand your data. So there is Lotame. This helps you collect, organize, and activate audience data, as well as Oracle BlueKai. This is another popular DMP with advanced segmentation and analytic capabilities. Next, Dynamic Creative Optimization, otherwise known as DCO. So if you've ever wished that your ads could adapt to each individual viewer in real time, well, with Dynamic Creative Optimization, they can. DCO uses algorithms to automatically generate personalized ads based on user data, such as browsing history, demographics, and location. So the benefits of DCO, there's going to be increased relevance. Your ads are more likely to resonate with viewers. There's going to be improved engagement. So personalized ads tend to get more clicks and conversions, and there's going to be greater efficiency. So you can create multiple variations of your ads without tons of manual effort. Now, the challenges of DCO. Complexity. It does require a solid understanding of technology and data to do this. There are some platforms that do it for you if you give them enough ad sets, but ultimately, it's going to be a little bit more complex than just setting up one display ad and running it. Cost. So DCO can be expensive because you're testing against all these different types of creative, so it can be expensive for small businesses. And control. If you are truly giving over control to something that helps you with DCO, you have less control over the final ad creative that actually gets shown to the customer. So DCO can be a game changer, but it is not for the faint of heart. So be prepared to invest time and resources to get it right. A few DCO platforms to help you get started. Jivox, J-I-V-O-X, a leading DCO platform with a focus on personalization and performance. Bannerflow offers a DCO solution with a user-friendly interface and a little bit of creative flexibility. And ad-lib.io, which is a cloud-based DCO platform that integrates with various ad networks and exchanges. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Next, the rise of contextual targeting. So privacy concerns are on the rise with advertising. We all know this. Contextual targeting is making a comeback because instead of relying on user data, contextual targeting focuses on the content of the web page where the ad is displayed. For example, an ad for hiking boots might be shown on a website about outdoor adventures. So there's a few advantages to contextual targeting. It's privacy friendly, so it doesn't require tracking user behavior. There's brand safety, so your ads are less likely to appear next to inappropriate content, and there's improved relevance because your ads are more likely to be seen by people who are interested in your product or service. And contextual targeting is not a silver bullet, but it is another valuable tool to have in your arsenal. It's a great way to reach your audience in a relevant and non-intrusive way. A couple contextual targeting platforms, GumGum. It uses computer vision technology to analyze web page content and deliver contextually relevant ads, as well as IAS, Integral Ad Science. They provide brand safety and contextual targeting solution. Next is programmatic guaranteed and private marketplaces. So with display ads, open auctions are the most common way, especially to buy programmatic ads, but they may not be the best fit for every company and brand. So if you are looking for more control or premium inventory, you want your ads to be shown in these premium spots, you might want to consider programmatic guaranteed or private marketplaces. So programmatic guaranteed, the acronym is PG. This is the VIP pass to premium ad placements. With PG, you negotiate directly with the publishers to secure specific ad inventory at a fixed price. So this gives you guaranteed access to high quality placements, ensuring your ads appear on the most relevant and reputable sites. Some of the benefits of PG, you get guaranteed inventory. You know exactly where your ads are going to be shown. You get premium placements because you can negotiate the most sought after ad spaces, and brand safety. Of course, you can control the context in which your ads appear. Obviously, it's a lot more effort and energy to set programmatic guaranteed up because you have to deal directly with the publisher as opposed to going through a network. Private marketplaces, or PMPs. So PMPs are exclusive invite-only auctions where publishers offer their premium inventory to a select group of advertisers. PMPs give you access to high-quality ad space at potentially lower prices than PG deals. So the benefits of PMPs, you get access to premium inventory. You can bid on ad space that isn't available in open auctions. You get increased transparency so you know exactly which publishers you're buying from, and you get greater control because you can set your own bidding strategy and floor prices. Now, whether or not you choose PG or PMPs, these buying models give you more control over your programmatic campaigns. They allow you to secure premium inventory, protect your brand reputation, and achieve your advertising goals with greater precision. A few tools for programmatic guaranteed and private marketplaces, deal ID platforms. Google Ad Manager offers a deal management platform for PG and PMP deals, as well as MediaOcean, which provides tools for managing programmatic direct deals. Inventory discovery platforms, Index Exchange. This is a supply side platform, or an SSP, that offers premium inventory through PMPs, as well as OpenX, which is another SSP with a focus on transparency and quality inventory. And lastly, data management platforms, or DMPs. Nielsen offers audience data and insights to inform your PG and PMP buying strategies, as well as Experian Marketing Services. They provide data and analytics for audience targeting and segmentation. And last advanced idea that I want to speak to you about today, creative optimization. So display ads are more than just pixels on a screen. They're a canvas for creativity, for storytelling, for persuasion. But to truly capture your audience's attention, you need to optimize your creative assets. So a couple thoughts about creative optimization. Understand design principles. Understand visual hierarchy. Guide the viewer's eyes through the ad with a clear layout. Understand contrast. So use contrasting colors and fonts to make your messages pop. And understand negative space. Don't overcrowd your ad. Give your design room to breathe. For copywriting, keep it concise. Get to the point quickly. Use strong verbs. Inspire action with powerful language and highlight benefit. Focus on what your product or service can do for the viewer. For the call to action, make it clear. Tell the viewer what you want them to do. For example, shop now, learn more, sign up. Use contrasting colors. Make your CTA stand out. out and create a sense of urgency. Use phrases like limited time offer or don't miss out. Your creative assets are the face of your brand, so you want to invest in high quality design and copywriting that really makes a lasting impression. A few tools for creative optimization: you have your design tool, so Adobe Photoshop, industry standard software for creating and editing images, Sketch, a vector-based design tool for UI UX design and ad creation, or Figma, a collaborative design platform for creating interactive and responsive ads. Some copywriting tools: Grammarly, this helps you catch grammar and spelling errors. Hemingway Editor, it analyzes your writing for clarity and readability, as well as Co-Schedule Headline Analyzer, which scores your headlines for effectiveness. And actually, I want to throw one more advanced concept at you. I know I said I was going to wrap up after creative optimization, but there's one more idea that you really have to pay attention to. And it's not really an advanced idea, but I obviously want you to get the concept display ads down first before you dive into this idea, which is measurement and attribution, proving that your ads are working. Because I don't want you to just throw money at display ads and hope for the best. By the way, measurement and attribution should be in anything that you do, but we're going to talk about it in the context of display ads. So you have to, when you're running display ads, track your results, analyze your data, and optimize your campaigns to maximize your ROI. The key metrics that you can start to look at: impressions, the number of times your ad is displayed, click-through rate or CTR, the percentage of people who click on your ad, conversion rate, the percentage of people who take a desired action, for example, purchase or sign up after clicking on your ad, and return on ad spend or ROAS, the revenue generated for every dollar spent on advertising. Next, there's attribution model. So how do you give credit for an activity taken? So there's something called last click attribution. This gives credit to the last ad click before a conversion. There's first click attribution. This gives credit to the first ad clicked in a conversion path. And then there's multi-touch attribution. So this distributes credit across multiple touch points in a conversion path. When you understand your data, you can identify what's working and what's not. So you want to use this information to refine your targeting, your creative, your bidding strategies for continuous improvement. A few measurement and attribution tools that you can pay attention to and learn about if you don't know them already: Google Analytics, this tracks website traffic and conversions. Adobe Analytics provides advanced analytics and reporting capabilities. Mixpanel offers product analytics to understand user behavior. And for attribution platforms, you can use AppsFlyer, which is a mobile attribution platform that tracks app installs and in-app events. You can look at Adjust, which is another popular mobile attribution platform with advanced features. Or you can look at Bizible, which is a B2B marketing attribution platform that connects marketing efforts to revenue. Now, let's take this home. Display advertising is a powerful tool that can help you reach your target audience, build brand awareness, and drive business results. If you want some additional resources just to stay ahead of the curve in marketing and display advertising in general, there's industry publications like Ad Exchanger, Digiday, Adweek. You can go to conferences and events like DMEXCO, Programmatic.io, AdMonsters Ops, and then you can get some online courses and certifications. Always a good idea. So Google Ads, Facebook Blueprint, IAB Learning. When you start to master the strategies and the techniques in this pod today, you can gain a competitive edge and truly unlock the full potential of display advertising for your business. So use these resources to keep a finger on the pulse. By the way, if you pay attention to everything I just mentioned, you're just going to become a better marketer. But you can use these strategies to really unlock the full potential of display advertising for your business. And remember, like all marketing, the world of display advertising is constantly evolving. So to win at life, in business, with marketing, with display advertising, you need to stay curious, you need to experiment with new formats, technologies, and of course, never stop learning.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs.
I tried LinkedIn Jobs and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.